33-year-old Haley Vaughn sat at her desk in her spacious office from which she ran her successful business consulting practice. Her stellar reputation with clients made her a sought-after speaker at many executive retreats and conferences. She swiveled to her coveted view of Wenshire Harbor. Six stories below, bustling shops and eateries arced around a harbor dotted with sailboats and fishing boats on sparkling blue water. She dug in her purse and pulled out her phone. It was still warm from having held it a few moments ago. She swiped her finger across the screen and saw the voicemail message still open. Her finger hovered over the play arrow. She felt a twinge of shame for having enjoyed the message. On any other day, Haley would have already deleted it without a second thought. But another argument with her husband Mason that morning made the message's timing both awful and perfect. She heard the elevator open in the reception area outside her office. Her assistant, Robert, was returning from a late lunch. She went to her doorway and saw him taking his seat at a small desk that faced the elevator. He popped his gum while studying his phone. "I'm going to make a few private calls," Haley announced.
"Got it,"
Robert said, not looking up. Haley closed the door and returned to her desk. Then she stood again, went back to the door, and locked it before returning to her chair. She attached the voicemail message to an email addressing it to her best friend Felicia Blackner, double-checked the to and CC fields, making sure she hadn't accidentally included any other recipients before she sent it. Then she turned off speakerphone, tapped play, and pressed the phone to her ear.
"Hello, Miss Vaughn. I'm calling to tell you that you forgot your notepad at the Marriott yesterday. I tried to catch you after your presentation, but you ran off. I will leave it at the hotel's front desk. I am positively miserable that I can't return it to you in person. You really connected with me. Forgive my forwardness, life is short. I couldn't take my eyes off you. Your presentation was absolutely beautiful. And so are you. In fact, when God created your smile, he was just showing off. Bye-bye now."
Haley caught herself smiling. She wondered why the caller hadn't given his name in the message. The omission ruined any chance of Googling any scoop on him. "Absolutely beautiful, and so are you," Haley said out loud. She leaned back in her chair and sighed, resting her chin in her hand. She closed her eyes, trying to remember the attendees of the Small Business Growth Expo at which she had given her presentation yesterday. She could probably recite 100 names of people she recognized there, but when it came to linking the caller to someone in the audience, her memory retrieved only a mass of attentive faces, none distinct. She did remember having left her notepad and lecture notes, but at the time didn't feel they were important enough to go back for. The caller's kindness in notifying her combined with his flattery to create a perfect reason to call and thank him. Her phone rang. Felicia's name flashed on the screen. Haley answered. "Hi, Felly. That was fast. Did you listen to it?"
"Yes. Do you know his name?"
"No, but his phone number showed."
"He's flirty. You so don't need to call him back. Mason would blow a gasket if he found out."
"Look, I don't even know who this guy is. I just know his message was considerate and flattering."
"And flirty. Stay away, Hale."
"Oh, relax. I'm not planning to meet him. But if I did, wouldn't you want to know what he looks like? I could screen him for you."
"I don't have your looks. I don't need the rejection."
"You never know. You could be just his type."
"Hale, I'm erasing the message from my phone, and you need to do the same. If Mason ever hears it, you're dead."
"Mason doesn't touch my phone, and you're acting like I'm planning to sleep with the guy. It's harmless to call and thank him for returning my notes. Where is your faith in me?"
"I know you're strong. It's just that his voicemail paves an easy road to a bad decision. The guy is hot for you, and if he's actually hot, you'll get hot, and that's way too much heat."
Haley laughed. "Oh, give me some credit, girly. I gotta go."
"Okay, call me later. And by the way, if you ignore my warning, yes, I do want to know what he looks like."
Haley laughed again. "Bye." She needed to get back to work, but the voice message became too much of a distraction to focus on anything else. She couldn't remember the last time Mason complimented her, much less referred to her as beautiful. She imagined him hearing the message and shuddered. He often wrongfully accused her of cheating with Robert and was so adamant about her unfaithfulness that Haley finally gave up trying to convince him otherwise. Their spat this morning ended when Haley invited Mason to mount cameras in her office to watch her anytime he wished, if it would make him feel better. That's when he stormed out of the room shouting, "You could be banging him anywhere!" Haley held out her hand and spread her fingers. She saw the slight skin indentation where her 2-carat platinum diamond wedding ring was supposed to be. Maybe this was the reason the caller felt so comfortable flirting with her.